we've always closely guarded the information that we've discovered at the scene and our investigative information, because we want to protect the integrity of this investigation. And just look at social media and the rumors that fly out there. A small piece of information that has speculation added to it just takes its own life on the internet and starts rumors. And then we find ourselves not only tracking those rumors down and trying to quell them, but also we see our tips that come in are geared more toward the rumor, not the facts that have been put out. And the really unfortunate part of it is the effect that it's had on the victims' families, on the college students and friends of these of the victims, some of whom have had death threats, and constant harassment by various media outlets. So it's been devastating in some ways, in many ways. It just re-victimizes folks who have already suffered this terrible trauma.